Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
We wanted to get an update and we wanted to understand what is going on in Tembisa. It is a huge issue that has rocked the area, and it seems difficult to understand what the real story is. Sandile Swane, a political analyst, joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I am well, thank you. So these are the story in Tembisa. What is going on here?
Well, the last that I heard was that Eskom is pulling out its services out of Tembisa. So the issue, as I understand it right now, is that it started out as a service delivery protest. And unfortunately, in the process of that, whilst the security forces were trying to quell that, some apparently innocent bystanders got shot. So the situation has worsened. Other activist groups, human rights type groups, have now stepped in, raising other issues about the actions of the security forces. But at the bottom of it all is the old issues, the issues that the what we would call municipal services. But remember that not every house in South Africa is serviced directly by the municipality. Some are serviced directly by Eskom. Uh-huh. And then the water issues, the garbage issues, the roads that are not attended to, the unemployment that is not attended to. So at some point or the other, these things boil up, and then you find that some of the protests are not well organized. Innocent businesses get raided. Looting takes place, which has already happened in Tembisa, which means now other people are being dragged into this fight, which was probably just a fight about service delivery initially.
Was this something that is always bound to happen, given the low level of service delivery, given the stress that people are under in these areas often? Is this something that is inevitable?
This is something that is inevitable from a number of fronts. One of the fronts that you need to understand is that people have not been trained and given what some people call agency. In other words, as you grow up through the schooling process, through your youth groups and what have you, are you taught to say, if there's a problem in your home, in the problem in your community, what is the steps that you need to take to solve that problem? What can you set up as a community to solve that problem? So all sorts of people with haphazard methods of solving problems step into the gap. The gap is severe. I've been to Brakpan. Eguruleni covers a number of the old towns, as you will know, Germiston, Alberton, Brakpan, and so Boksburg, and so on. And I'm born here in Gauteng. Now, when you visit these towns compared to the time that we were growing up, the standards of cleanliness, the standards of beauty in the actual towns and townships has deteriorated even in the townships. So it's a problem. And then the communities and the so-called ANC branches, if we wanted to be as direct as all that, are not organizing people into local food security programs and all sorts of other things that could actually improve the situation in the community. And on top of that, the municipalities are actually failing, 100% failing to deliver the actual services. So it's bound that somebody's gonna come up with a crazy idea of what must be done to solve these problems that are actually there in the communities, in the townships, and in the towns.
So, do you think this is gonna be contained? Is this contained in Tembisa, or is this something that can easily spread across the country for people? Because Tembisa is not the only area that is suffering from this deterioration. It's happening across the whole country.
Look, I mean, as you know, we all are in this WhatsApp group, community safety WhatsApp groups and things like that. At some point or the other, in a week or every other week, there is a protest somewhere. And now what the police are trying to do is that if you're organizing these protests, they want the full names of the marshals, and they hold certain individuals. If you are part of the team that has been specifically identified to lead a particular protest, to be a marshal, if something goes wrong and there's looting that takes place, you are personally held liable by the police for all of that. So they are trying to contain from a securocratic perspective. And that never, I mean, if you've grown up in this country, you know that that actually never worked. You cannot solve this problem with securocratic measures. You need the hearts and minds of the people to operate in a particular way, in a particular paradigm. So chances are, I mean, already if you look at the statistics of protests there, what you are praying for is that the protests don't happen on the same week all over the show. Because once that happens, a sufficient number of them happens on the same day or on the same week on a large scale, then that can easily get out of hand. Because remember, we're under-resourced even from a policing perspective. We're under-resourced from a grassroots level leadership. At what committee level, the people who are leading what committees, a lot of them are just hooligans. There is no professionalism. There is no erudition in these what committees. These are not people who are full of wisdom, full of insight. They are hooligans themselves. Some of them belong to certain land invasion, criminal syndicates, slum lords, and all sorts of things. And we've seen factions, even political factions, capturing the CPF and so on. So there's a lot who are very, very vulnerable. If that was your question, who are vulnerable.
Does the, is there responsibility to be held on the ANC side?
Yes, the role of providing security, crime prevention, detection of crime, investigation of crime, and prosecution of crime, and providing security for each resident of a country and every citizen is solely the responsibility of the state. So the governing party, the party that wins the election nationally, provincially, and at a local municipality level, assumes as a primary duty to make sure that we don't solve problems through violence. They must provide satisfactory means of resolving all conflicts between human beings. So the ANC, which has sought to win a provincial government, national government elections, and a lot of the municipalities over time since 1994, has created an insecure environment in South Africa and does not know even now how to secure it. I think in the past 5 years, we lost about 20,000 police officers who were not replaced. And so on and so forth. The police officers that are there, when you are trying to register a statement, you have a problem that you've had, a crime has occurred, you just want them to take down a statement. The level of literacy is exceptionally low.
Yeah, and a question from a listener, not to absolve government of anything, but at what point do we hold residents accountable for not maintaining and taking care of their own infrastructure?
The issue here is that we can do additional work. There is work that requires certain types of equipment, certain types of trucks, certain types of tractors and so on that the municipality has, fire engines and all sorts of other things that are actually that basic level of provisioning is not happening, which we are supposed to top up on. I live out in Mulder's Drift in the Krugersdorp, Mogale City area.
Right.
Our road was last graded. It's a gravel road. It was last graded just before the elections last year. So I mean, now you have that problem. Now somebody's going to come to me, Sandile, take some initiative, find a tractor, find a grader, and employ that grader and level this whole road and make sure it's in order. What's wrong with you? And that's basically where this question is going. If there's a shortage of laboratory equipment in the school, Sandile, go and buy that lab and put it in there. You know, stop whining. And then what happens to all that tax money that has already been paid into the state? Because the taxes are heavy for a reason, that that money is centralized in the state so that the state can actually provide shared services for the, it's like a body corporate in a complex, in a complex, in a complex. So if the body corporate says, I've taken your money, but take some initiative and fix everything over here. Well, what's wrong with you?
That's a great analogy, Sandile Swana. That's where we leave it. Political analyst chatting to us about the Tembisa protests.